The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Pezayin. The Mishnah over here brings a machlokes between the Tanakam and Rav Yehuda, which deals with the Indian of Mechitza Tluyo. There's a question over here. Normally the regular concept of Mechitza of Sukkah or Mechitza of Shabbos that we're learning about, a Mechitza which does not go until the ground is not considered Mechitza, is not considered as separating that Rishus from the area outside. There is a halacha, of course, of Lavud, where the Mechitza could be within a few tvachim of the ground. However, if the mechitza is above dal tvachim from the ground, kishir shagdim boikimba, the halacha is that the mechitza does not separate that mokim. It's not considered a mechitza on that mokim. However, let's say there's water in a place, the Mishnah talks about amas amayim sheveres b'chotzer, where there's a stream of water, and the mechitza can't be built into the water. The question is whether the mechitza that's above the water is to be considered as separating that rishus. The Gemara says that there's a machloikis around this concept. Kalu shekilu b'mayim, it could be then mayim, chazal matur, even a mechitza tluya. That's the theme of the sugya. Legufa shalinyan, let's see what the problem is that needed a mechitza. So here we have something which is not so clear. The Mishnah says, Amas HaMayim. This brings to mind, always whenever I learn this sugya, I picture the bungalow colony where I used to spend summers as a child. And there was a peaceful brook running through the middle of the bungalow colony. Of course, when we were children, there was a fence around the stream of water in order that no children should fawl in. It's a great place to crawl underneath the fence and go fishing through the brook for tadpoles, for frogs, for salamanders, and such. But in any case, let's say the wall hadn't been there. So the Amas HaMayim would run through the property, and of course this is more prevalent in the times of Chazal, where you would have streams in different places, in different Rishuyos. And you had a stream running through, meandering peacefully through a chotzer, an area that was fenced off. There's a brook going through. Now, the problem that's discussed in the Mishnah is only not in terms of asuring the chotzer where the brook is. The nekuda is not whether the whole chotzer becomes a mokum, which is also to carry, which is parts of the mokum also. The Mishnah talks about whether whether you're allowed to fill up from the water, whether the water is considered a mokum for itself. The water is considered a kamalis, and one cannot fill up in a Rishus HaYochid. You're standing in the chotzer, in the bungalow colony, and you want to fill up a pail of water, obviously without salamanders, that would have its own Shabbos problems of tzod. You want to fill up the water in order to use, the way they did in those days. The halacha would be, the Mishnah says, Ein memalim bo, unless you made a mechitza. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is a little bit ambiguous. It's Amas HaMayim. What exactly is that? So we have the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that we're talking about a place where, well, let's finish off the Mishnah. Because Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a Mechitza Tluya, as we said, is a good Mechitza, brings a Maisa, Ba'amo Shal Evel. There was a stream of water going through a Chotzer in a place called Evel. Shei Memala Mimena, they would be Memala Al Pizkenim. It was done with supervision from Rabbanu. Omru loy mefesh loy eva kashir. The Chacham say over there is not a raya because the water did not have the shear to make it awesome. Obviously, if there was a little puddle running through the middle of the chotzer, through the middle of the town, that would not answer. The question is, the water had a certain chashivus that maybe it was cholik rishus bifnei atzmi. What would be that shear? The Braisa, the Gemara is more mefarsh. The Braisa says that the reason why it was not kashir is because it wasn't amuka yud tvachim v'roich v'dalad, which means that the only time the Amas HaMayim would answer the chotzer would be if it was something sizable, it was yud tvachim deep, and it was roich v'4 amas. Now, the area of dalad amas on Yutvachim calls to mind the area of a Rishus. That's how big a Rishus Ayachid is. A Rishus is always 10, at least 10 Tvachim tall, and it's Dalet Amos wide. That would seem to be the concept of which Amos Hamayim would Aser. And the truth of the matter is that there are two Gemaras, either end of the Masechta. We have the Mishnah almost by the end of the Masechta that we're learning a Pesayin Amud Aleph. And over here it says that Amos Hamayim Shiyeveres Tzorach Michisu Gavoy Yutvach Miknisu Biyitzir. In Yud Beis Amud Aleph we have a different Loshen, seems to be a similar concept. Loshen Yam HaNichnas, it says over there Loshen Yam a tributary of a river. There's one stream going off a river, Loshen Yam it's called, one finger of a yam that pokes its way into a chotzer. The halacha is over there that if it creates a pirtza, if the width of the Loshen Yam is 10 amis, then it would make a pirtza. In the picture you have a huge enclosed town, and at one place there's a breach in the wall because it's a Loshen Yam that wanders its way into the town. Over there, the halacha is there has to be a pirtza in Yud Amos. It's not what's mavur over here, because we're talking about it, a Amos Hamayim, which is 10 tvachim deep and 4 Amos wide. We're not talking about 10 Amos. We're not talking about 10 Amos wide. 10 Amos wide is the share of a pirtza. So what's the chiluk between these two? So the Raivad in Hilchos Shabbos on the Rambam, who obviously is different from the Raivad, but the Raivad in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Tezvav Alok Yeralv explains very clearly that there's two distinct cases over here. The Amos Hamayim that we're talking about by us in Daf Pei Zayin, we're talking about and that's the lashon of Amos Hamayim, it's a stream. The stream doesn't go in and stop. It wouldn't be a stream. The stream flows through the chotzer and comes out the other end. Because it flows in and out, so the problem is that's not considered part of the chotzer. It's choylik rishus la'atzmo. If it was just water that flows into the chotzer, but it stays in the chotzer, not rishus b'fnatzmo, there's water going into the chotzer. But in the chotzer, it's part of the chotzer. But since over here we're talking about an open stream that flows in from one side and flows out from the other side, it, so to speak, is kevei mokim la'atzmo. And that's why by us, the shear is the shear of a mokim b'fnei atzmoi. Once it's a mokim b'fnei atzmoi, it has a din of a karmelis. If it has a din of a karmelis, then it's separated from the chotzer. Now again, there's a great question here. Why does it not asur of carrying the chotzer? We have the rule that we've been learning over and over and over again about the whole masechta, is that anything which is part of l'mokim asur asurs up the whole chotzer. If we look at the Amos Hamayim as being a karmelis, as not being part of the Rishus HaYochid, but being chelik Rishus La'atzmo, then Shas of the Ochot. So the answer is that the walls of the embankment of on the sides of the brook, the same way they're kaveah, that the brook is a karmelis because it's not part of the chotzer, they're also kaveah, that the karmelis is not open because it has mechitzis. It has mechitzis of ten tvach. Okay. The Loshen Yam that's discussed in Daf Yud Beis derive, it says, is talking about, again, it's a finger of water from a river which branches off and goes into a chotzer. It's not talking about, it's not a stream for itself, it's just water flowing off of a river. So it flows into the chotzer and it stays there. That's not a thing that's keveh mokam la'atma, but if it's wide enough that it breaks, it creates a break in the wall of more than 10 amos, it's a pirtza. Like all the pirtzas that we learned about in the first few parochim of this Masechta, a pirtza which is Yud Tvachim breaks the cheshivas of the wall. So too, if the water makes that if the water can't flow in, then the halacha is that you need a proper mechitza, and that's why if it's 10 amis, it'll create a breach in the wall, and the mechitza of the chotzer, or of the town, or whatever it is, would be rendered null and void. As we said, the Rambam, which is the opinion which is accepted by Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, does not seem to agree with the Raivad. The Rambam seems to understand, to differentiate between these two sugyas, the sugya of Amos Hamayim and Loshen Yam, in a little bit of a different way. Amos Hamayim, as we said, we're talking about something which is Yud Tvachim deep and Dalet Amos wide, which is a Shir Mokim. The Loshen Hayam, which is something that's not independent, it's not a stream, in Taich, the same as the Ravid, would be something which does not carry a Mokhan La'atzmei. It doesn't have a Cheshivus of a Mokhan La'atzmei. And therefore, it can only create a problem if it has a sheer pierce of 10 Amos wide. That's when it would be a problem. And again, that's Mechitza Tluy, would not be Matrit. We would not have the Kula of putting the bridge, the Mechitza above the water. You would have to put Mechitza in the water. Now, as we said, what's interesting over here is that the Mechitza Tluya, the way we explained the sugya by us, we have an Amos Amayim which is Kaveh Mokom La'atzmo. It seems to me that if the Mechitza Tluya does work, and I'm picturing the way I saw it when I was a child, such things, we had a brook, and there was a bridge on a road going on the side of the bungalow colony, and that road, the side of the bridge would be somewhat of a Mechitza, 10 Tefachim tall, but obviously the bridge that went over the water wasn't in the wood, but that would be Mechitza Tluya, because you have the fence of, if you can picture a bridge going over the water, the side of that bridge would be a Mechitza of Yud Tvachim, and you would look at that as extending downward into the water. As we said, L'chayr, if we say Kalu Shekilu Amayim, that would help for two problems. It would help, A, that, like the Mishnah tells us, that it wouldn't be Chaylik Mokum La'atzma, it would be considered that now the Amos Amayim is not a camel that's going through a chotzer, but it's part of the chotzer, the Mechitza is blocking it off from the outside. It's no longer part of the stream, which is outside the Rishus. But it would be considered in the chotzer, it would be considered in the bungalow colony, in our illustration. If that would be the case, then you'd be allowed to fill up water on Shabbos from the Amos Amayim, as well as the fact that if it's a Karmelis, then the Amos Amayim is open, like we said, to the bungalow colony, would asur up the whole bungalow colony, al salocha parts b'mokam ha'osef. So it would seem that that helps for both. There's a truth as Ginnis Vrod, one of the classic svarim from 300 years ago, is oimin on this chiddush that the Mechitza Tluya Chazal used not only to create the Amos Amayim, to define the Amos Amayim as not being part of the Nor, and not being part of the Am on either side of the bungalow colony, but it's in the Chotzer, as well as creating, taking away the problem of Paratz L'Mokom Ha'Osa. This is Chassam Sofer, which Shtels, the truth is Chassam Sofer, which Shtels on an interesting Nekuda. Chassam Sofer was talking over there also about a town where there was a stream going through, and there was a shaila about using the river embankments for mechitzes, and the Chofetz Chaim brings the din, the Chassam Sofer brings the din, which is brought in many areas, many places in our Masechta, which is called that whenever a place is surrounded by hills, why don't we say that the hills themselves are mechitzes, they're 10 tefachim tall. So we have a classic klal called by a hill, a tail that's mislakit yud b'terech dalet amos. That means that if the hill could be looked at just as a continuation of the ground, then obviously it's not a mechitza. It's just more hilly terrain around that place. But picture a place, picture a valley, which is like a hole in the ground, with walls on the side. It happens to be the walls made out of the earth itself. Theoretically, there could be a place surrounded by mechitzas. What would be called a mechitza, and when would it be called that it's just a hemshich, it's just the ground is straight? That the hills have to be steep enough that they're looked at not as a continuation of the place, but it's looked at as something separate which blocks that area that you're trying to make a mechitza, that you're trying to create into a Rishus HaYochid from the area around. What's the shear? The shear is Yud Tvachim B'Teich Dalet Amos. If the height of the hill goes Yud Tvachim within a sharp enough distance where there's less than Dalet Amos in length to create a height differentiation of Yud Tvachim, that would be steep enough that we would look at the hill as a wall, not just as a continuation, as Aris Michta. That would be the shear. So the Chassam Sofer wants to know, when we talk about this Karmelis, this Amos HaMayim, being Chaylik Mokom La'atzma, what are we talking about? Are we talking about where the Mayim is deep enough to be Chaylik Mokom La'atzma? For instance, he says, let's say the river banks are not that steep that they would be considered Mechitzes Kishalatzma. Means, say, there's a gentle slope down from the grass that surrounds this stream, down to the stream is a gradual decline. It's not a sharp hill, and it would be mislakit the decline of Yutvachim, the descent of Yutvachim would be at a distance of more than Dalar Amis. So it would be considered that the walls leading down to the water would not be Mechitza, but the water is tall enough that the height of the water is Yutvachim, and the width of the water is Dalar Amis. Would that be considered already a Kaveh Mokum La'atzma or not? The Chassam Sofer declares both stodmi. The Chassam Sofer says something interesting, and the Chassam Sofer has differences over there. What happens if the water froze over? Would we look at the area in the would we look at the Amas HaMayim when it froze over as being a Mokum Bifnei Atzma, Kaveh Mokum La'atzma, because of the river, because of the sides of the river? Well, we say no, it's not the sides of the river that the river banks that ever made it a Rishus Bifnei Atzma. It was only that the water was that tall. So maybe if the water is frozen, where there is no depth to the water, so then it wouldn't be Kaveh Mokum La'atzma. The Chassam Sofer brings an interesting raya, just as an akuda learning of a Mishnah. The Mishnah says there, Yudah brought a raya from the Amashal Evel, and the Chacham told him, so what happened, says the Chassam Sofer? Yudah himself wasn't careful, he brought a raya without knowing that over there we were talking about shallow water that wasn't that height. That's Kaveh Mokum La'atzma. He says no. He says if Yehuda knew that the water was 10 tefachim deep, and he assumed that means that the walls of the riverbed, the sides of the ground leading down to the stream, were also the shear of a Mokum Bifnei Atzma. They were also 10 tefachim tall. He says the Chacham told him, you're right that the water was deep enough, but that's not what makes the Kviyas Mokum La'atzma. The Kviyas Mokum, which were Aser, filling up water from the stream, is the fact that the water is deep enough to be Kaveh La'atzma. So that's an interesting raya that Chassam Sofer brings. Again, the Nafkaminas could be when the banks of the river are not that steep, but the water is deep enough. Would that aser up the kamala surrounding it? You would need a mechitza. You would need a mechitza to cut off the river from the sides of the river coming in and out of the bungalow colony. The sides of the stream would have to have a mechitza in order to define the stream as part of the rishus, as part of the bungalow colony inside. And thereafter, it wouldn't be kaveh makom la'atzma to aser up the bungalow colony. This is a Chuvus Yeshua's Malka, which is a few days after the Chassam Sofer, who brings also the discussion of the Chassam Sofer wanting to know if the water is the problem or the sides of the river are the problem. And he brings a diuk in the Magen Avraham, which sounds like the water is the problem, because the Magen Avraham discusses that the mechitzas haguma are not a problem. The problem is only filling up from the water, but the sides of the riverbank separated from the bungalow colony itself. So why should the water be a problem? It's only because the size of the water itself is a problem. In any case, that's the discussion. There's two issues you have to deal with whenever you're dealing with a river flowing through a town or a chatzah. It could be in a place where there are streams and brooks and rivers flowing through. In a place like Muncie, it's a problem where to asu, where not to asu, based on the few creeks and brooks that go through. And I guess this always has to be dealt with when a mechitza tlui would be matter, when a mechitza tlui would not be matter, which is the kula, the chazal, said by Mayim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.